the wild river life. But the most of it to do, and have been living our lives. Seoul, yes, so gap it. Then I'm on the do. But I'm hugging Gungum Hill. Growing up perfect, you and I. 우리 색전 그렸다니까. So I wonder, and I wonder.
Had to play that one to start, even though tonight is all about gin, as most of you will know. That is such a great song, and that's J-Hope's new song with JK. So welcome to our special edition of K-Pop Love this evening. This is DJ Debbie, and I have guests. I'm so excited. Yay! There's a few BTS fans here with me, so say hello. Let's start with Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
Oh. Sure, do it again.
Oh, we're going to do it one more time. Hi, I'm Lindsay.
Hello, I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Jessica.
Yay! Is there anyone listening that you want to say hello to?
I'm going to say hi to my two friends, Kyle and Julia, out there in San Francisco, if they're listening.
And I'm going to say hello to my nieces again, because actually my youngest niece, her birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday,
happy
Olivia.
Happy birthday.
And I'll give a shout out to my boyfriend, G, and my dog, Toshi.
Aww. Well, and I think we can all give a shout out to the Bay Area BTS Army fans.
Yes.
And anyone new that is listening, if nothing is clear, I will explain as we go along. So, this is the Welcome Home Jin special, which is dedicated to Jin of BTS. His birth name is Kim Seokjin. He's age 31. He is known as Worldwide Handsome. Yes. On June 12th, he is released from the mandatory Korean military service. And we've been waiting for this, right? It's 18 months. The next day, he has promised to give 1,000 fans hugs in person. And I'm just like, does he get any time to decompress? I don't know. There are videos and images of Jin everywhere around Seoul. So this is a big deal for BTS fans. And if you didn't know, South Korea requires men between the ages of 18 and 30 to enlist for service, usually around 18 months, sometimes it's longer. And by the way, women can serve on a voluntary basis. So we're going to take turns tonight playing our tunes. I'm going to get the party started by introducing my favorite Jin song, which is Awake, from the 2016 BTS album called Wings. This song really touched my heart quite deeply. Jin wrote the song, which reflects his struggles and doubts about his own abilities and dreams at the time.
Yeah. 울고 싶어. 그래도 말이야 떠날 때가 됐는 걸. Yeah, it's my truth. It's my truth. 온통 사쳐 두성이겠지.
Game on.
that was Jin with Abyss, which is, let me find my notes, that was released as a single in 2020. And before that was Awake from 2016, The Wings album. I have a few ads to read, and then we're going to be back with Lindsay. So this is Cows. We're a community radio station. We are funded by underwriters, and in part, we are supported by Dr. Robert Shulman, and we thank him. Dr. Shulman is board certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation, pain medicine, integrative medicine, and medical acupuncture. He is a registered herbalist and with the American Herbalist Guild, and is certified in prolotherapy, functional medicine, and headache management. I will get this. His office is located at 95 Montgomery Drive in Santa Rosa, and his website, westcountyintegrativemedicine.com, contains a list of accepted insurance providers. And we also thank Molesbury's Market for their underwriting support. The Heart of Larkfield, in the Larkfield Center on Old Redwood Highway in Santa Rosa. Established in 1959, they are family-owned and feature a variety of gourmet meat, a full-service deli, and sushi, too. There's also a barbecue every weekend. Visit molesburymarket.com for more about the store. Molesbury's Market tunes into the roots of rock every Sunday morning at 7 on Cowes Community Radio. Okay, Lindsay, tell us, how long have you been a BTS fan?
I'm actually considered rather baby ARMY, so just since Butter era. I started a little bit earlier than that knowing who they were, but I didn't really get into listening to them hardcore until around the Grammys, maybe a couple months before that. What really drew me in was the B album, hearing the song, one of the songs off the album. I could feel the emotion that they were feeling, even though I didn't understand the words, and then I was hooked. And then I saw the Butter performance at the Grammys, and I was that done. You got looks, you got fashion, you got moves, you got music that transcends language, and I went for a very long, deep dive for about a year and a half. I had some free time on my hands and went through their whole catalog, and first 4 years of all visual media.
Yeah. We've all been there. We've all done our deep dive. I just want to let people know that the B album was released during the pandemic, and they did everything. They wrote, they produced, they designed the album cover. And then the Grammy, oh my, you know, if you haven't seen their Grammy Awards, what was it, 2022?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. The jackets. Mm-hmm. Holy moly. Okay, so tonight's all about Jin because he's going to be released soon. Tell us what songs that you chose for tonight.
For tonight, I chose two songs. First one is called Super Tuna, and it's a very bubbly, fun, silly song. Jin's a gamer, and he went out on and he loves to fish. And he went out on a fishing boat with one of his producers, and while they were fishing, they wrote this song. And the second one is called Epiphany. It's one of my favorites. It's the 13th track off of the BTS's Love Yourself Answer album. And it was released before the rest of the album. He has really great, clear, crisp high notes. And his voice really brings out a lot of emotion. Also, in his live performances, he plays piano for this song.
Yes, thank you. Great introduction. This is Super Tuna.
Tell me. 자리 모습을 다 드러내. And do you wanna should love?
That was Jin singing Epiphany. We love that song, don't we?
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
His voice is just astounding. We were just talking about how, you know, when you've got the seven of them together, you know, not everybody, you don't really see everybody the same way. Well, I don't anyway. I mean, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to look at. But when you take Jin out of the equation and have him do his solo work, that voice is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So for the newbies who have just tuned in, Jin was the first member of BTS to enlist in the mandatory South Korean military service in December 2022, and he is the oldest member. And BTS fans are called ARMY, and there are more than 90 million fans worldwide. This is really a big deal. Every year, there is an event in Seoul called FESTA, which started on Sunday. FESTA celebrates the BTS anniversary date of their debut, which is June 13th, 2013. However, this year is unique because Jin will be at FESTA in person and giving out hugs to some lucky fans. For real. And he requested this. And he'll probably sing a few songs, too. Lucky fans. So next up, we have Vanessa, who has been on the show before. Hi, Vanessa.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad everybody's here. So just give us a quick update on the events that you are vendoring.
Well, it's been honestly a little bit of a slow season. There hasn't been too many BTS events specifically. It's been more other events for other groups, honestly. I'm hoping that once at least Jin comes back, that something kind of trickles in that world, that we can do a little bit more of BTS events. But I understand. I know a lot of it has been people are kind of just taking a break from hosting events and just kind of living their own lives and dealing with that, which I understand. But I find them to be very fun and just entertaining. And it keeps the fandom alive, and it keeps your interactions with BTS, however minimal they are, like just at its peak. And you get to meet new fans and friends.
Yeah.
So that's why I enjoy them.
There's been a lot going on while BTS are on hiatus. I mean,
yes.
K-pop has exploded in our country. It has exploded. I mean, there have been at least one band coming to our area per month. It's impossible to keep up with.
Exactly. And there's still tours that are probably going to be released in the next couple of weeks, maybe months. So
yeah. Well, the big one is ATEEZ. I'm an ATEEZ fan.
Yes,
anybody else?
Me too.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about your songs.
So I actually chose Come Back Home. One, obviously, Jin has incredible high notes in the beginning, and I always just get chills every time I hear that intro of the song. And obviously, because he's returning, he's coming back, he's completed his enlistment, and then we get to have Jin all to ourselves until the next member comes back. So that is why I chose Come Back Home.
Which will be October, and we'll do something for J-Hope.
Yes, it'll be October, I believe.
So, and this, tell us more about the history of this song. This is a cover. Do you know?
You know what? I know it's a cover, and they did it for, I believe it was like a muster, but I can't remember if it was Japanese or if it was just one of the regular ones that they do in Korea.
This is a big deal. I know this because I covered this. This was originally done by Sotaji and Boys, which are kind of like the original band of K-pop. They pioneered it. So it's very significant that they did a cover of this song. And Sotaji had a huge concert, a 25-year anniversary, and BTS were on stage with him, dancing around. It was really good. Okay, so here we go with Come Back Home.
Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back home. Come back 기대가 있대. 자 이제 그 차가운 눈물을 닦아 Come back home 왜 시간을 허비해 내 피담들은 정직해 자 이제 그 트로피에 내 이름 바꿔 Come back home
Do 조금씩 시들는 꽃처럼 심장이 내려앉아 죽일 놈의 이 사람 너 때문에 다쳤죠 멈추질 못해 죽어도 오지 않는 거야 네가 오신 가슴에 관중의 눈물 떨어지 검은 지옥은 나에게 넌 그런 존재야
Of making sure that everybody gets on the show, I'm just going to slowly fade that out. That is, it's definitely you, which was V and Jin from the 2016 TV series Huarong, the Poet Warrior Youth, which we all have on our list to watch.
That's as best as we can do right now.
Yeah, that's the best that we can do. Okay, I'm going to read a few ads and then we're going to have Jessica. Cows Radio thanks the Sonoma County Gazette for their support. The Gazette is 100% advertiser-supported and free to readers. Print editions can be found at almost 800 newsstands and local businesses from Cloverdale to Petaluma and Sonoma to the coast, reaching approximately 1,000 readers online and in print each month. 100,000, I'm sorry. Their focus is on local news with writers contributing from all corners of the county. They can be found online at SonomaCountyGazette.com. And I have a public service announcement. The month of June sees the return of the Peacetown Summer Concert Series, held Wednesdays from 5 to 8 at Ives Park in downtown Sebastopol. Headliners include a collection of the very best from the North Bay and is known for its free family fun with dance, play, and refreshments. For more information about this year's event and the Peacetown organization, visit peacetown.org. And it looks like the one that is coming up is reggae from Soul Horizon and the Bluebirds. Okay, Jessica, hello.
Hi.
Jessica is a vendor also. Please tell us about your event that's coming up.
Well, I don't actually have an event coming up, but my shop is My Mochi Moon. I just wrapped up an event last weekend on Sunday for 80s, but I've been vending since 2021, I believe. Been in the Army since 2018, but I started vending in 2021. Yeah, my first one was a Jungkook event in Sacramento. It's been a while.
Time flies.
Yeah, but I think the most prominent thing in my shop is probably the Lucky Draw PC machine. A lot of people have seen Lucky Draws. You know, you get your photo cards, and it's called Lucky Draw because you don't know what you're going to get. That's part of the fun. But I have a little machine. It's kind of reminiscent of the ones you saw, like, in the 90s where you put the quarters in, you turn it, and the little cardboard comes out. So that's what my machine looks like. I also have other things in my shop. And it keeps changing what I have because I just do little small batches. And whatever pops into my head, I try to make it and bring it to Army.
That's the thing about BTS Army fans. They're very creative. And there's a lot of really cool freebies going around, like photo cards, which is, they're like baseball cards with pictures of your bias. Mm-hmm. Vanessa makes earrings. What else? There's tons of stuff out there.
No, there's apparel. Yeah.
Yeah, apparel, hats.
She makes tons of the embroider, the screen printed shirts and hoodies that you see around. God, there's everything you see. Tumblers, we have stickers. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
there's so much stuff.
It's really amazing.
A little bit of everything for anybody. So you don't, if there's something that's not just keen on for you, you'll find something for yourself for sure.
Okay, so in the interest of time, take it away, Jessica. What song are you playing?
My song is The Astronaut, because this was the gift that Jin gave us all before he left for enlistment. And not only is it a gorgeous song that was a collaboration with Coldplay, which is an awesome duo there, he also traveled all the way to Argentina to bring it live for all of us to enjoy. So full circle. The Astronaut.
Thank you.
No.
crying over that song. That's Jin and Tonight from 2019. And before that, we had The Astronaut from 2022. So we're almost done here. This show goes by really fast. Very quickly, we want to talk about events. If you're a new K-pop fan and you want to join in, there are certain groups that you can follow on Instagram, like Bun Bun Cups and Cali Pop K-Pop Weekly, yeah, I think it is.
That's a great one, actually, because they post up a lot of events in NorCal. They might not necessarily be as close to us as we'd like, but at least it can give you something where you can maybe make a day trip out of it and go either to the South Bay or the East Bay and find an event for a K-pop group that you might have interest in.
Yeah, I've been to I usually go to Albany because my cousins are there.
Yeah, that one's not far.
And yeah, those are fun.
They make good drinks there. So
yeah, they do. And Jessica, you were going to say something?
Oh, the Sacramento BTS ARMY, they're very active.
Yes, they're
great.
They
have an event going on this Sunday. I don't think they have any tickets left, sorry, but there is an event for Jin coming up for them. I would keep an eye on them. Who else is there? SFBA might be back in the game.
Yeah, and then the BABA group themselves has, I don't know if they're going to be doing something. You know what? I think they're doing something in July. They kind of preemptively said something about a month or two ago that they might not be doing the individualized cup sleeve events, but they're going to do an ARMY event, I think, sometime in July. So
right,
be on the lookout for that.
And BABA is Bay Area BTS times ARMY, which is on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Lindsay, mm-hmm. any parting words for us?
Oh, parting words. Dig deep. You'll enjoy getting to know BTS and other K-pop bands. Once you start, just keep Googling and reading and watching. You will be fascinated by the concepts they come up with, the fashion. Their looks are killer. And that gets a lot of the ARMY going. And the songs and the music, they really speak to multi-ages and mental health, positive mental health. So we like that. And they are idols for a reason. People can look up to them. They are good people, nice people in their outside of work as well as what they present to the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's my biggest outtake from K-pop is it's very positive and very fun. And it certainly lifts my heart listening to it and watching the videos. And it is for every age. I mean, I'm not afraid to say that I'm 60, and I am not one of the oldest people who listens to K-pop.
No, you're not.
So there you go. Well, I want to say thank you to the ladies. I'm so happy to spend time with you tonight.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you for having us.
Well, and there'll be more for those. I know some people wanted to come tonight. There will be other opportunities. Don't worry. And a big thanks to our listeners for hanging out with us tonight. You can't see us, but we purple you with finger hearts and love.
Yes.
Borahe. So you can listen to the show again. It's going to be archived on my K-pop love page on cowsfm.com. Just go to the website and look at the shows. I have a page. And the playlist will be posted on my Facebook page, which is My K-pop Mixtape. And I will be back in 2 weeks featuring Ace, the first ever K-pop band, I'm 99% sure, to come to Santa Rosa. Yeah, we're excited.
Yay.
This is historic, and it's a very big deal. And if you want to check out K-pop, I suggest you check it out because the ticket prices are reasonable. It's at Luther Burbank. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to play out with their new song, Supernatural. Oh, and I should say it's at Luther Burbank on June 23rd. So we'll play out with Supernatural and some other BTS. Stay tuned for Mark Rickabaugh. He's coming up with his show, As We See Fit to Play. And I hope you all have a very great week and stay cool if you're in our area. Annyeong.
Time is a watching universe. Can't put it into words. No but I pursue what you nigga bunch of why. So irresistible. Pursue on the bimir. Ooh, I'm sensing. Keep a gene of magic. I can explain. Ooh, I like your style. Girl, let's take a dive. Ooh. It could lead to time. Mystic or new world. Beach rule night. I'm so electrical. Dip in the dream. Now you give me chills and thrills like a wild ride. The good old time go wild, all my doubts are fading away. Supernatural, I never let you go. No, take it here like angels do. It's incredible. While you're content, just you and I. Singing on it, lighting gold. 사라지지 않은 love. Coming back, 잠드는 bell. I'm moving fast. Cause it's supernatural. More than feelings. Got what you need, do your dirt, good or darling. I'm gonna run like a winner. You don't give me no, and I'm up, baby. Can you feel me? I make it rain, no, we hear like a hot shot. Open the door, hit the floor, we can cha cha. Say hi, I know me, I'm got in the future. What got then? He only stare at me, say, I never let you go. I'm wishing I could get another taste of you. Can't get enough. I never let you know. Not to get here like angels do. It's incredible. While you're content, just you and I. Singing on it, lighting gold. 사라지지 않은 love. Coming back, 잠드는 bell. I'm moving fast. Cause it's supernatural.
시간조차 안 미워 우리가 변한 거지 뭐 모두가 그런 거지 뭐 그래 네 반이가 난 떠났지만 단 하루도 널 잊은 적이 없어 지나 솔직히 보고 싶은데 이만 너를 지울게 그게 너 원망하기보단 더라고
And it's 7 p.m. and you're listening to KOWSLP Occidental 92.5 FM, serving Santa Rosa in the West County for 18 years, streaming to the world at KOWSFM.com from our studios in Santa Rosa, California. Visit our website to listen, donate, or volunteer.